We have in the parsha the birth of the children of Yehuda and Tamar. L'charkach yatza achiv v'ikrishmo paret v'ikrishmo zarach. The two children, the two twins of Yehuda and Tamar. And the Kedushah Levi explains that there's a very hidden message that we could all understand, appreciate, be inspired. I think it's a message that's very pertinent for the upcoming Yantif of Chanukah and all Yom Tovim that we experience throughout the year, where there's a short period of inspiration and where we feel elevated, and then after a week the Yantif dissipates and we've lost that sense of inspiration. So says the Berditchever, Hine Lanu Hanir Lanu Bazeh, what appears to us in this story, the Gemara tells us in Nida, the well-known Gemara, Daf Lamed, Amud Beis, Bisho Shatinok Dar Bimei Imo. The child is living in the mother's womb. The Gemara describes how there's a Ner Dolek Al Rosha, there's a candle, a Ner Chanukah that's lit on the head of the child. Ubo Tzofa Mitzofa Olam Vat Tzofa, and the child's able to see from one side of the world into the other. The Hainu Shu Adayin Omeid B'Kedushaso, which means that this child still remains in his highest level of Kedusha, completely pure and lacking any blemish and flaw. Kasher Hayami Kodim Tesimim Komo, like he was before he left from his place, from that neshama, from where the neshama came from, and the neshama was placed into the mother's womb, and it still has that purity, that tamimus. V'charkach, afterwards, b'malach, the angel comes, ustara al pivin, slaps the baby on its mouth, above its lip, v'ashecheach mashahaya yodea arata, and he forgets everything he learned up until now. When the child is born into this world, he has this inspiration that comes from the mal. It's called Isarusa de la'ela. There's Isarusa la'ela and there's Isarusa la'tata. Isarusa la'ela is when the inspiration comes from above, and Isarusa la'tata is when it comes from the bottom, the below, from ourselves. So when this child is born in this world, there's this sudden pull of excitement and inspiration from above. Va'oz yecholus biyado, that child at that moment, at its birth, has the capability, ledabek machshavaso, is able to connect his machshava rak bavodas Hashem Yisbarach. He could connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the highest way possible, b'li shum minia klal, without anything preventing from that happening. However, Aval Ritzoni Yisbarach, the will of Hashem was b'chdei sheyuchal adam lavo lidei mesiyas nafsho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned the world in such a way where he wanted man to put mesiyas nefesh, to overcome struggle and challenge, the gufo, and to give up of his nefesh and his guf, his body, la'avodas yisbarach. Al zeh, because of this, because that was the ratzon, that was the will of Hashem, Meisir Hashem Yisbarach Isarusa. Kadosh Baruch Hu had removed, he'd taken away that inspiration from above. V'nishar kimo mechitza hamavdelos. It remained a mechitza, division, a blockage from that inspiration, that encouragement. V'oz nitem biyado, and therefore was given into man's hand his ability, habechira livchor batov, to choose right. Ulimos bera, and to be disgusted, to turn away from that which is evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a Bechira. It could have been a very easy life we had, born into the world with a tremendous love to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not have any questions, and just do the right thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that he wanted us to make decisions. V'hine kishe'odam mechashi ba'atzma be'emes, when a person thinks about himself in truth, Haloha olam hazehu ra kula ra. They look around the world and it's just evil. There's evil, evil. There's ra, there's yetzar, there's the satan, the sitra achar. It's full of terrible things around us. V'chol hanos heim rak l'fisha, and all the benefits, the enjoyments of this world are just momentarily. They come and they go. Kala v'nifsad, person eats a steak, he's salivating before he sits down to eat that steak. He smells the cake baking and he's salivating over that cake. But the moment he's finished, he's stuffed, he loosens his belt, and he can't think of it at all. It comes and it goes. Mar ben basar, mar ben rima. Those who eat more meat, who indulge in this world more, is only creating more rima, more worms and disgust and waste. Ela hatov ha-amitis, the true goodness in this world, who rak avodasi is baruch, is serving Hashem. V'zeh omedes lo li'olam v'ad, this remains with man forever. V'imkein, if that's the case, eich ezov es hatov v'efchor ha-bara. If we know that tov, that serving the Ribono Shel Olam is something that's everlasting, so why would anyone choose otherwise? Why would you choose to eat, to drink, to sleep, to make money, just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven, and learn all day long? Mikol ani alai me'ata she'edbok b'avodos ha'isbarach. Mikabla ani, I'm taking upon myself, a person should say, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest way possible. V'nim tsa'oz, and then we'll find, yachol yoshio yavo, El Madrigasa Harishona, we could get back to that first level that we were once on in our mother's womb with that Ner Dalek. Dainu Machmas has Dakos Chamro by cleansing, by cleaning the Gashmis of this world. Lo Nisha Rakimo Ashehaya Me'oz B'Tseis Me'Racham would be at that same level where we were when we were in the mother's womb and the moment we left. Just Mikabel to do that, that should be enough. V'amachitza nifsekes, and the blockage will no longer be there. The hainu shu poretes hamachitza, that you're breaking over, you're creating breaches in the walls. You're jumping through those machitzas to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'az ba'i lav zricha gedola me'or p'nei melachayim, and from that's going to be a powerful light shining from the face of the King, Kadosh Baruch Hu, kizrichas Hashemesh, like the sun. Kach ba loves zricha gedola. So too, that's how that energy, that light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come when you break open those mechitzos. V'zeo vayhi beis lidita. That's what it means in the pasuk when it came to the moment of lidita. Dainu b'shosh and neshamim no leathers. The moment, that very moment of the birth of a child. Vayiten yad, and he gives his hand. Vayiten perish nosin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hesarusa l'delelam. That very moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends his hand to give you that level of inspiration to come close to me, connect your machshava davik bi, that first second when it comes into this world. V'charkach v'igda ha'adam. But then man grows, oz meser HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes ha'isarusa hanal. He removes that aforementioned this Arusa, the Asarusa de la'ela, that inspiration from above, mitam shizacharnu, like I already mentioned, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make those decisions. The nishar kimo mechitza, and that mechitza, that divider, goes back into place to nikra yad, that's called the yad. Aval, even though there's that yad, there's that separation, the hand blocking the energy, that encouragement. Aval rishima mu'etes nisheris, there's a little bit of a rishima, a little bit of an aftertaste. A little bit of what it was like to have that Isarusa Leila, to know what it's like to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'acharkach, kishadam mizdakech es asma, when a person spends his life in this world cleaning himself, purifying himself, bettering himself, bizdakuches gedola l'mala, in a very high level, v'az poritz ha-mechita, now is able to breach through that mechita, through that yad. The Zel, that's what it calls the child, the first child, Vayikra Shema Peretz. First you have to break through. You have to be Meis, you have to remove the Mechitas. That's Peretz. That's making the breaches. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Am Yisrael as brothers. Kimo Shamar Kosov L'man Achai V'Rei'ai, my brother, my friend. Vizel, and therefore Achakach it says, Yotze Ochiv, my brother, his brother, Klai Yisrael comes out. Vayikra Shema Zerach, Zerach, Perish acharkach, after you've made a breach in the mechitza, no sin la HaKadosh Baruch Hu zricha gedola me'or panav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tremendous light to enjoy. And each of us, we feel those lights, those strong lights, certainly on Chanukah. the Neres Chanukah is that Isarusa de la'ela, the inspiration from above, the moment we're brought into this world, the laid into this world, that inspiration. But just as quick as Chanukah comes, it unfortunately leaves. I don't want to speak about the leaving of Chanukah. We didn't even experience it just yet. But when it leaves, we're left with that mechitza blocking. There's that little reshima. We had a little bit of a taste. And that aftertaste, it's a positive. It's a good aftertaste. That sweet aftertaste that continues to linger. And it's that aftertaste that's supposed to tease us to want to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it requires our own effort, our own bechir, our own mesiras nefesh, mesiras guf, to be poets, to breach through those walls, and to be zocha to this zericha gedola, that powerful light, the light of Ner Chanukah. We should be zocha not only during Chanukah, but through the rest of the Chorosman, the rest of the winter, the dark winter, and the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, and we should be zocha to that ultimate zricha gedola of the Gula Shem Bamidas, of the coming of the Mashiach, the ultimate zricha, the building the Beis Hamikdash, the Pemer Bimheri Amenu, Amen V'Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.